USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Testimony continued on day four of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Two paramedics called to the scene, including Derek Smith, explained to jurors what they saw.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, also took the stand and talked about the day they met at the Salvation Army where he worked.
This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. His defense team made the case that Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions led to his death. A train has derailed in eastern Taiwan after apparently hitting a truck, with at least four people feared dead and more than 20 injured. Rescuers are struggling to reach crushed carriages inside a tunnel. The train was carrying about 350 people. Rescuers are trying to bring the survivors to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Authorities say a suspect wanted for killing three people and wounding two others in Memphis was found dead inside his hotel room. Metro Nashville police say 48-year-old Michael Tucker died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after police went to his hotel room and used a drone to look inside. And the gunman who killed four people and critically wounded a fifth at an office building in Southern California, according to authorities, either knew the victims personally or through business dealings. Police say that suspects chained shut the gates before opening fire. The investigation into the crash that injured golf star Tiger Woods is complete. More from Tim Burke in the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Reaction coming into President Biden's infrastructure plan.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure. What this is another liberal wish list.
Both appeared on Fox. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Beijing continues to make sweeping changes that overhaul Hong Kong's independence over China. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
China bypassed the legislature of Hong Kong by imposing sweeping changes to the electoral system that creates power by Beijing to vet anyone attempting to run for political office. Ned Price is the U.S. State Department spokesman.
The changes, which will establish a committee to vet candidates for office based solely on their loyalty to Beijing and diminish the proportion of directly elected members of the Legislative Council, will severely curtail meaningful pluralism and representative governance in Hong Kong.
Many see this as the latest move by China to dismantle the pro-democracy efforts of 2019 that rattled the authoritarian government in Beijing.
The S&P 500 finished up over the 4,000 mark for the first time in its history on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.